The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
How do you feel about just, you've now seen in these 25 games, some of the external things going around this group that really don't happen in other cities right now? How have you seen, how has that impacted the way you have to coach, given the fact there's all this external stuff that other teams don't
you'd have to give me what external means.
They haven't made the playoffs in 13 years, and I hear that over and over.
There is nothing easy in this game. You've got to accept that every day it's going to be hard. If you're expecting easy, we won't succeed. There's going to be hard things that happen in a game that you have to elevate your effort, your determination to get through. You can't cave into, why is it so hard? Why is this happening to me? You know, like I said, we got through that period the other night with a 1-0 lead. You don't like the first goal, the second goal. We shouldn't have done what we did, and we created our own chaos in the game. And then how do you deal with that? I thought our bottom six dealt with it well. I thought we got great energy. We need that energy out of our top six. We need our, don't cave to this is going to be hard. Exceed the energy that that bottom six gave us, what Mellenstein did, to fuel yourself off of that and say, okay, they're doing their part. Young guy came in, scored a goal, heck of a goal, really scored back-to-back, got around the front of the net. We need that type of determination, game in, game out, because that's how hard the game is.
There's also a lack of attention to detail with the top six, just overextending shifts.
That is part. We've talked about length of shifts. Don't overextend looking for offense, because if you have to go back and play on your own end, you're going to look like a pretty bad team.
Younger guys, Lindy, the last couple of years, even despite the mistakes, they remained in, they were still getting those 17 minutes a night. Are you comfortable at the point in their development, in their careers, where you're okay with taking ice time away? You're okay with sitting them?
Because I have no problem with ice time and sitting them out. If you look at the bulk of what a player does, I've got a pretty good understanding now after 20-some games of what the player is, what he can give us, what he can dig in and give us when things are tough. Can you dig in? Can you play when you're tired? Can you finish a shift? All that stuff. If you can't, and you can't maintain that for the game, then the next guy has to go in.
Can you hang, you've lost six in a row here, but can you really hang on the fact that there are no moral victories, but clearly 46 games were there for you to win? You're not getting killed in all these games. I mean, Saturday was an aberration, but can you take from those four games that you have to just do more to get over the hump?
It comes down to how hard it is again. Like, it's that close. You know, we talked about the odd-numbered rushes we had in the overtime to win the game. We talked about, you know, in the game we lost, I think it was Van Tomer, getting that. We didn't have the puck very much, but we had that one glorious opportunity. And inside of that, you had some. But don't succumb to why didn't it go in. Don't succumb to the moral victories. How about you? We have to do a little bit more. Every guy has to do a little bit more. Put the work ahead of anything else. Don't succumb to, you know, I have to cave in on the back check because it didn't go in for me. Like, we gave up that rush. They gave us the opportunity to score, but because we didn't score doesn't mean you can't come back and stop in your end.
Oh, where Dylan's at through 25, 26 games here.
I thought he started off really slowly. I thought he's gained some traction. You know, offensively, the puck is starting to go in the net for him. Defensively, I think he struggled. And that's the area of really trying to help him. But the way we're playing now is different, and I've explained this. Trying to help him with the way we're playing right now. His reads from the way it was set up, and this, again, I'm saying is not a criticism because you get to choose how you get to play. He's had some reads he's really struggled with. We spent the last 2 days trying to simplify this. So 2 days of trying to, this morning, yesterday's practice, video of yesterday's practice on here's your sort out, here's your read. We can't give up what we gave up. And a lot of times that our centerman inside this system has a lot of work to do. Tage Thompson has a lot of work to do. I've asked those guys personally, if this is too hard, I'll put you on the wing. You'll play the wing. And that's for Dylan, that's for Tage. I think that Kozak coming in that is more accustomed to playing this way hasn't really made a mistake defensively. So there's 20-some games is enough that if you can't make the read, then you got to go to the wing.
Are you surprised it's taken that much time? Because it's new, but I don't think it's dramatically...
Well, I think that when you look at when the other team starts using both defensemen to rotate and to go in, and all of a sudden you've got two defensemen that are in and three forwards, it's that calmness inside that you have to read that play. You either make the right read or you don't make the right read. And that's connected. Those two D are connected to the centerman. Those are the most important guys in the D zone, those low three guys.
As far as the defenseman goes, Bo Byram in the Utah game, to me, looked like he was excellent. He had a really good game. If you agree with that, what was he doing that made him so good in that game?
Okay, I agree. I thought he played well. I thought we moved the puck too slow in the game. I thought Bo was part of that. Like, offensively, we went low to high. We didn't move it to our partner to shoot it. Turned it over. He had a play to move up the wall that would have been a 3-on-1, but Thompson didn't execute it. Defensively, I thought he made some good reads as a defenseman. I thought on a whole, our defense didn't play very well. And I would put him, he's in that category. You might have saw some stuff you liked. I saw some stuff I liked. I saw some stuff I disliked.
As you start a new week, is there any thought that Dowling could be a candidate for the weekend maybe?
Yes. He got a little work today. Talked to him on post workout, and he said he's feeling pretty good. So hopeful that we can get him back.
Is that a rehab? Skate Lundy?
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.